And Max Prep. Max Prep is a division of CBS Sports, you know that? CBS puts every day. I say that once in a while. That's pretty good news. I just did that today. Takes a while to write them down. I'm going to start now. You ready? What's your name?
Travis?
Pardon?
Travis
Bell? Okay, we got a brother some player name. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to High School Varsity Baseball. Here on a Friday night, we are at William Henry Harrison High School. The Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, and the Harrison Raiders. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Matter of fact, you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports. Since 2008, we're having the coaches meeting right here at home plate. Both umpires wearing the customary dark blue shirts. They got the dark ash pants. Should be a good ball game here tonight. Let's learn a little bit about each school. Let's talk about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They'll be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They have a school enrollment of 293. They'll be in sectional 53. That's class 1A. That sectional will be played at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. There are six in their sectional. They are alphabetically Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverson Park, Central Catholic. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Deno. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by phone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They wear the collars navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. Central Catholic got the win in the crossover game versus Western. Secured first place in the Hoosier Conference for Central Catholic. We'll mention the head coach of the Central Catholic Knights is Tim Bourdonnais, a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. Next game on the agenda for Lafayette Central Catholic will be tomorrow. It'll be 12 noon start time. It's going to be May 21st. It'll be Central Catholic Knights as they visit the Logansport Berries. We'll mention a little bit about the home team on the scoreboard. That's the Harrison Raiders. Harrison Raiders established here at the high school in 1967. Conglomeration. We'll mention their enrollment, 1979. They're class 4A, sectional number 7. Their sectional will be played at Logansport High School. There will be 5 teams in that sectional. Logansport, Lafayette Jeff, Harrison, Kokomo, and McCutcheon. The principal at Harrison High School is Corey Marshall. The athletic director is Jerry DeLima. The assistant AD is Wes Allen. The athletic secretary, she's in the administration, Denise Newton. Harrison High School is located at 5701 North 50 West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. You can reach them by phone at 812-347-2741. On the web, it's harrisonathletics.com. They wear the collars burnt orange and navy blue. They perform in the North Central Conference. There are 10 teams in the North Central Conference. They are Anderson, Harrison, Arsenal Tech, Kokomo, Lafayette Jet, Logansport, Marion, McCutcheon, Muncie, and Richmond. We'll mention Harrison Raiders. Head coach is Pat Lowry. We'll mention their next game on the agenda will be tomorrow, Saturday the 21st. It'll start at 10 o'clock. Not sure if it's a two-game set. But North Montgomery will be right here at Harrison High School. We'll mention the Harrison High Schools enter tonight's game. 17 wins, 8 losses. They're 4th in the North Central Conference, 4th out of 10 at a 5-4 record. Central Catholic Knights enter today's ballgame, 17 wins, 6 losses. As mentioned, they are 2022 Hoosier Conference champions. We're getting ready for our national anthem. And then we're going to set this down. That's our national anthem. One thing about the national anthem, when that's played, everybody in the whole stadium on the same page. We're getting ready to take the field. Actually, the Harrison Raiders are in the field right now. We'll mention pitching for the Harrison Raiders is Ethan McCormick. Ethan McCormick wears number 1. He's a left-hander. We'll mention the catcher is Jack Dowell. He wears number 16. I'm sitting right beside his dad. He's going to keep the balls and strikes on the scoreboard. At first base, number 25, Corbin Payne. Second base, Cal Gick, wears number 5. Shortstop is Sammy Halata, wears number 3. Drew McTaggart at third base, number 14. In left field, number 9, Hayden Davis. In center field, number 17, Jake Gothrop. In right field, number 2, Will Isom. So we got some thanks right there. Pronunciation correct. And I'm getting ready for baseball. Central Catholic going to send first 3 to the plate. It'll be Owen Munn, number 12. Evan Jeanhart, number 24. And Ben Mazur, 27. So they're getting ready for some baseball right here. West Lafayette, Indiana. This home run fence is secured pretty good for a high school game. Down the left field line, 329. Down the right field line, it's 330. So they are 100% truthful right here at Harrison High School. In the alleys, left and right field, right center, I should say, is 360. Straight away, pretty much 385. They've got a monster in center field. Makes a good backdrop for the hitter to see the pitches. So let's bring some rock and roll right up here. A little bit of AC/DC on the PA. And looking for a good game right here on the diamond. Central Catholic Knights travel across town right here to Harrison High School. I was here about 3-4 years ago. It was a good ball game. Nice atmosphere. Very thankful. Athletic director Jerry DeLima made me feel real comfortable when I showed up. A couple of hot dogs in the concession stand. A Minute Maid lemonade throughout the game. And I'm getting ready to step in. Going to bat Owen Munn. Knight's going to wear the light gray, all light gray uniforms. Harrison Raiders wearing the white uniforms. They're sleeveless. They elect to wear a dark blue navy as the sleeve. Just half sleeve here today. It's a warm day, about 85 degrees. First pitch in their 6:05 strike called. Owen Munn the right-handed batter's box, he'll step back in. Working from the stretch is Ethan McCormick. Nobody on base. There comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Good stop right there by Jack Dowell. Jack Dowell, pretty good glove behind home plate. Peering in, looking at singles. Ethan McCormick out of the set. Here comes the 1-1. Pitch comes in here, strike called. Count goes 1-2. 1-2 count, we're in the top of the first inning. A Friday night, 6 o'clock start. Working from the stretch, now the set, Ethan McCormick. Here comes the 1-2. Inside and tight. Going to get a piece of Owen Munn. He will jog down to first base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, 24, Evan Dienhart, playing the shortstop position in today's ballgame. At first base, Owen Munn. They'll put the sliding mitt on. Stepping into bat, Evan Dienhart. Working from the stretch, Ethan McCormick. First pitch inside, going to get by the glove of Mr. Dowell, taking second base. Right here is Owen Munn. Wind blowing pretty good. Mr. Dowell next door checked it out. It's at 18 mile an hour. The gusts are probably higher. It's blowing out the center field. Kind of reminds me of Twin Lakes 3-4 years ago when Mr. Metzger floated 2 out for right field. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight. Strike call. Knee high. Count goes 1-1. The look down signals. Coach Bordner, you'll step back in. Evan Dienhart batting. Nobody out top of the first. Owen Munn at second base. Pitch comes in. Strike called. 1-2 count to Evan Dienhart. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordner going to have some words with Evan Dienhart. I shoot out. Is this okay? So conversation right there about 20 feet from home plate. Meeting's going to break up. 1-2. Evan Dienhart steps back in. Bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Peering in looking at signals. He'll check second base. Here comes the pitch from McCormick. Backdoor curveball. Stayed high and outside. Kemp goes 2-2. 2-2. Dienhart steps back in. Right-handed batter's box. Facing the lefty, Ethan McCormick. Seeing a foul one out of play, right side. Good atmosphere right here down the left field line in the bullpen area. Quite a few gentlemen sitting up there watching the game. Looks comfortable. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from McCormick. Inside a ball. Count goes 3-2. 3-2. Evan Dienhart steps back in. Looking from the stretch. Ethan McCormick. Swing and a miss. Dienhart will go down on strikes. 1 out, top of the first inning. Owen Munn at second base. Next batter going to be 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to do the pitching for the Knights in the ballgame. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Straightaway stance, peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set. His pitch low for a ball. 1-0. Ben Mazur right back in the box. Stepping in the rubber, Ethan McCormick. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Tight fastball. Kind of jammed. Ben Mazur, count goes 1-1. Peering in, looking at signals, Ethan McCormick. Out of a stretch, long peer, out of a set position. Pitch comes in, outside edge, knee high, called strike. Count goes 1-2. Mazur steps back in, taps the plate. Working in, looking at the signals right there is Ethan McCormick. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Let me pick off move. Timing play. Trying to get loose there. Trying to take the throw with a shortstop. Sammy Halada caroms off, picked up over by second base. Deep in the Dirt by Cal Gick. Owen Munn staying put at second base. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Ethan McCormick. Ben Mazur batting. Back to a curveball. Might have been a slider in there for a strike. Ben Mazur will go down looking. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be catcher number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer has caught, this is the third game, I believe, in a row. Left-handed batter, working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. Just step back in. It's got a left foot in that left-handed batter's box, back on chalk. Here comes the 0-1. Outside of ball. Pretty disciplined umpire. Calling the strike zone. Maybe 22 inches. A ball inside, a ball outside. That's a good call of a ball right there. Set position, Ethan McCormick. Tight, swinging a miss. Be foul tip in the glove. Strike called. One ball, two strikes. Ryan Schumer retightens those batting gloves. Steps back in. Two outs, top of the first inning. Going to be a hit to second base. Going to one-hop the glove of Cal Gick. They'll throw on to first base Corbin Payne, and they'll get out of the inning. On the pitch, trying to steal third base was Owen Munn. No avail. We'll mention this game, this IHSAA varsity baseball game, is being made possible in part by Dean's Auto Parts. Park West Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Realtor, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Frankfurt, Indiana, Reynolds Farm Equipment, and Titus Bakery and Deli, along with Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're in Main Street right there in Sheridan, Indiana. We're going to take some warm-up tosses here on the diamond. Doing the pitching, the Central Catholic is Ben Mazur. Going to help me with the number system here. I appreciate that very much so. Public address man right here helping us out. I tell you what, they're wearing the alternate jerseys. He's reassigning these numbers and making a big difference for me. I thank you very much, sir. Awesome. Thank you very much. You going to leave that here? You need that. So they're taking some warm-up pitches. Got some good help here from Harrison Faithful right up here in the press box. Had some numbers from a different jersey I had written down here. We'll see if we can get through the game. He's helping me out. He's telling me Corbin Payne wearing number 5, number 8 for Hayden Davis, 18 for Jake Gothrop, 17 for Eli Kelly, he's the DH. And wearing number 6 is Cal Gick at second base. So warm-up tosses, we'll mention the Knights defensively. Doing the pitching is Ben Mazur, wears number 27. The catcher is Ryan Schumer, number 7. At first base, 32, Justin Brady. Second base, Owen Munn, wears number 12. At shortstop, it's Evan Genhart, number 24. At third base, Billy Owens. Number 15, he'll play defensively. Give way to the DH, number 16, C.J. Bell. In left field, it's 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, it's 33, Bryn Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. First batter going to step in. Play first base. You're going to wear number 5 jersey here. Got some help with that. We are thankful it put me in sports. Corbin Payne stepping in. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Here comes the first pitch to Corbin. He'll foul one left side out of play. No balls, one strike. Spit back in. Left-handed batter, Corbin Payne. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup is Ben Mazur. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch, backdoor curveball, misses high. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Steps back in. They have an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Pitch comes in high, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Ben Mazur, Corbin Payne. Pitch comes in outside. Throwing against the wind, the breaking ball should work tremendously today. But that fastball is going to have some MPH difficulties. Wind's blowing straight out. Here comes the pitch. High and away, he'll walk to first base. First batter aboard, that's Corbin Payne for the Raiders. Next batter going to step in at number 8, Hayden Davis. Hayden Davis steps in, left fielder, another left-handed batter. The step in the rubber right there, Ben Mazur. He'll adjust the cap. Out of the stretch, he'll check first base. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Just high, just above the zone. One ball, no strikes. Mazur steps back in, left-handed batter's box, Hayden Davis. At first base is Corbin Payne. Pickoff move, first base. Good spin, nonchalant toss. Probably about a C-plus move from Mazur. Stepping back in, Hayden Davis. Turn over at first base out of the stretch. Now the set position. Pitch comes in. Inside edge, called strike. Left-handed batter, Hayden Davis.
And acquired by Justin Gray at Get Back State. And first is Corbin Payne. These nerves straightening up. Here we have it. This is a 1-1. Right, we have a strike. Back to a curveball. Right, facing the left. Take that out. Left, facing the right. Miles through there at first base for Corbin Payne. Comes the 1-2. Back to a curveball, going to strike him out for a fastball. And the winner.
Thank you.
Next 317-984-4931. May have been unplugged right there for the first inning. We hope not. We're going to throw one down. We'll mention a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. In case we were, the Knights sent four to the plate in the top half of the first. No score. Harrison sent three to the plate. No score. We're in the top of the second inning. Stepping in the back for Central Catholic, number 16, T.J. Bell. Peering in, looking at signals. Ethan McCormick, working from the stretch, nobody on. First pitch comes in high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. He'll step back in. T.J. Bell, Ethan McCormick. Outside of ball. Good backhand glove from Jack Dowell. Two balls, no strikes. T.J. Bell steps back in. He's batting as a DH in the four spot. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Let's it go by. Strike call. The count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Strong young man, T.J. Bell. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 3-1. So I get some notification. My wife is monitoring the game at home on the computer. Yes, the headset was unplugged briefly. Evidently briefly. That's good. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 3-2. So it's back working again. Not sure how long it was unplugged. Just about a minute, she's saying. Here comes a 3-2 pitch to T.J. Bell. He's going to pop one center field. Coming in, going to call it out, making the catch. Center fielder, Jake Gothrop. One out, top of the second inning. We're working right there on the diamond. Jake Gothrop wearing number 18 in the home uniform. Stepping into bat, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. One out. Top of the second. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Lefty facing a lefty. Electing not to swing. Count goes 0-1. Peering in looking at signals. Now out of the set position. Here comes the 0-1. Swinging a miss. Outside edge. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Working on the diamond. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Tight, swinging a miss, so go down swinging. Two outs here in the top half of the second inning. Next batter going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing left field. Working right here on the diamond. Right-handed batter. Working out of the set position. First pitch to Fox. Low for a ball. It's short hop stop by catcher Jack Dowell. Count goes 1-0. Peering in looking at signals. Ethan McCormick. Now out of the set position. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Maybe off speed. Count goes 1-1. Steps back in. Working from the stretch. Working quick on the diamond here in tonight's ballgame. Foul ball right around home plate. Got a piece of the umpire. Umpire's going to walk this one off. Not sure where it got him. He does have his steel-toed shoes on right there. Might have got a piece of him. Coach going to come out and check on him. That's Pat Lowry. Pat Lowry comes out to check on him. Give him some time to wear this one off. Home plate umpire, he's protected, but not in every aspect. So catcher walks out, Jack Dowell having conference with Ethan McCormick there at the pitcher's mound, giving the home plate umpire a chance to recoup. He says he's okay. He taps Fox on the backside. He's ready to continue. Two outs, top of the second inning. No score. We're at Harrison High School, home of the Raiders. Peering in, looking at signals. Ethan McCormick looking out of set. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Knights go down in order. At the end of 1.5, no score. Harrison going to come to the plate here in the bottom of the second. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment, right there along State Road 31, I should say Highway 31, they're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli, you can join them for breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat, going to be the four-hitter. The catcher wears number 16. That's Jack Dowell. Another left-handed batter. Three lefties in the first four at-bats. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, first base. Justin Brady going to field it. He'll toss on to pitcher Ben Mazur as he covers. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be center fielder number 18, Jake Gothrop. Gothrop, the five-hitter. He'll bat right-handed. So working the pitcher's mound right there. Glove off, checking the nose. He'll step back on the rubber now. It's Ben Mazur. Pitches from the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, knee-high, called strike. No balls, one strike. In the batter's box, Jake Gothrop for the Raiders. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. That breaking pitch is going to work for both pitchers with this headwind blowing them right in the face. It'll slow up and get the revolutions slowed up too. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in, Jake Gothrop plays center field for the Raiders. To take a drive to right center field. It's going to get the gap, and it's going to get by Brent Robbins up against the wall. He's going to round second base. He's going to make it to third base standing up. Triple off the bat of Jake Gothrop. Next batter going to step in. Number 17, he's doing the DHing. Eli Kelly, playing for him defensively, is the pitcher. Number 1, Ethan McCormick. Right-handed batter's box, one out. Bottom of the second inning, they threw over the first base, thought he might have missed first base. Infield umpire says safe. So he'll stay at third base. That's Jake Gothrop. Peering in right now is Ben Mazur. Working out a stretch, now the set, he'll check third base. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch for a strike. Let's it go by. The breaking pitch working well for Ben Mazur. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Let's check third base. Pitch comes in. Tries to check and swing. They're going to appeal, and he says he did go. No balls, two strikes. At the plate, number 17, Eli Kelly. Steps back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Ben Mazur out of the set. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in, Eli Kelly. Here comes a 1-2 from Ben Mazur. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging, second out. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. Number two, Will Isom. Will Isom's going to bat. He plays the right field position. Little Phil Collins music right here. Phil Collins after Genesis to step back in. Right-handed batter. Ben Mazur working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Ben Mazur has found the release point for his curveball. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, Will Isom. Breaking pitch, missed the dish, finished away, ball one. One ball, one strike. At third base, base running is right there at third base. Trying to score, here comes a pitch. In high for a ball. Number 18, Jake Gothrop. Got a stand-up triple here in the bottom half. Working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. With that wind right in his face, Ben Mazur starting that curveball about up the right-handed batter's elbow. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Runner at third base. He'll check his swing. It'll be a called strike. So he'll go down looking. Ben Mazur out of the inning after giving up a triple. So the Knights going to bat here in the bottom, the top of the third inning. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? You can visit them at Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or you can call them at 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance or easy, low payment plan. You can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer at Frankfurt Truck in Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, they're open 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. Frankfort's a little bit tough to get through, but you can make it through and you can get into the driveway right there at McKinley Avenue. And that's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt. Stepping into bat, left-handed batter for the Knights, 32, Justin Brady. Lefty facing the lefty. Ethan McCormick doing the pitching for Harrison. First swing, there'll be a foul ball out in front of the dugout, third base, occupied there by the Harrison Raiders. No balls, one strike. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Going to step back in. Pitching from the stretch. Nobody on. Ethan McCormick. Looking out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. One ball, one strike. Nice facilities right here at Harrison High School. Softball game right next door. Football field on beyond the right field wall. This pitch comes in, ball low. 2-1 count to Justin Brady. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looks at signals. Very few given, if any. Working from the stretch. Now a set, Ethan McCormick. 2-1 pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 2-2. Pearson looking at signals. He works quick on the mound. That's Ethan McCormick. Lefty. Here comes a 2-2 pitch to Brady. Outside a ball. Got to commend that home plate umpire. He has discipline. He does a good job calling balls and strikes, which he should. He's a varsity official. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Right down the pike. Pretty easy call right there. He'll go down looking. One out in the top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in, 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins going to do the tail end of the batting lineup at number 9. He's playing center field in the ballgame. He's a right-handed batter. Looking from the stretch, now the set, Ethan McCormick Gillespie. Thought about putting the bunt down. One out here in the top of the third inning. Pulled the bat back, ball one. Working from the stretch, now the set, Ethan McCormick. Pitch comes in, strike called. Knee high, inside edge. Count goes one ball, one strike. Steps back in, working from the stretch. Tried to check his swing on a high fastball. Couldn't get it checked. Easy call for a position umpire. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Ethan McCormick. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Robbins. Breaking pitch, back door, going to strike him out. He'll go down looking also. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. He's a leadoff batter in today's ballgame, Owen Munn. Owen Munn on the season. He's batting 377. Right-handed batter, 448 on base percentage. Working from the set position, Ethan McCormick. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Owen Munn, first batter. He's been to the plate 89 times entering this ballgame. 77 official at-bats. Out of the set position, here comes the 0-1. Short off the glove. McDowell keeps it in front of him, veers to the right. One ball, one strike. Owen Munn, no signals given. A step back in, tap the plate far and near. Working out of the stretch, now the set, Ethan McCormick. He'll take a line shot up the middle, right of second base. He'll get a base hit. So Owen Munn at first base. Next batter going to step in, 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart going to bat. We'll mention Dienhart on the season, batting 438 from the right-handed batter's box. Dienhart on base percentage of 544. Working from the stretch, now the set, checks first base. Taking off to second base, Owen Munn. Going to one-hop in there, he'll slide head first. He'll call time, he's safe at second. That sliding mitt coming in handy right there. Timeout on the diamond. Going to put the ball back in play. Working from the stretch. Ethan McCormick. Right-handed batter's box, Evan Dienhart. Pitch comes in high. Fastball. Ball one. Pitch was called a strike on the steal. By Owen Munn, count goes one ball, one strike. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Backdoor curveball. Evan Dienhart fights it off. Foul ball out in front of the Knights dugout. The Donald Lies stepping back to the rubber. Ethan McCormick. Evan Dienhart, here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swing. Munn was trying to steal third base on the pitch. Three outs in the inning. Still no score. We played 2.5. No score on the diamond. Kind of this way last time we were here, about 3-4 years ago. Good ball game in the works. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. 46069. You can reach them by phone 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. It's Target Sports in Sheridan. They're getting ready to throw one down. Ryan Schumer, from his knees, a little bit overhead, Zinghart, caught on flight by Owen Munn. They put the ball back in the glove of Ben Major, just Billy Owens, third baseman. Stepping into bat for Harrison, going to be number six, Cal Dick. Cal Dick playing second base for the Raiders. Right-handed batter, pitching from the windup, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, strike called. Let it go by. Count goes 0-1. No ball, one strike, pitching from the windup, I should say, Ben Mazur. Inside and tight, ball one. One ball, one strike. A step back in. Right-handed batter. Number six, Cal Dick. Take a healthy cut, swing and a miss. On his second strike, count goes 1-2. He's got that sliding mitt in his back right pocket. Let's see if he can use it. Here comes a wind. Gonna fight one off. Out in front of the Knights dugout. Bounce Karam clear out to the first base coach. Hope everybody's okay. They do have a screen out in front of each dugout. I have seen varsity baseball fields that did not have a screen. I think they soon got one. I'm thinking of one place in particular. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Mazur. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cal Dick going to step back in. Right-handed batter for the Harrison Raiders, facing the righty Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging, one out, here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Sammy Halata. Sammy Halata plays the shortstop position. He wears number 3. So Billy Owens is going to play right there behind the lip of the grass at third base. Right-handed batter stepping in, Sammy Halata. Breaking pitch, going to swing away. Going to call it a foul ball. It was fair until it hit that last line and bounced foul. Caught right side of the first baseline in foul territory before it got to first base. Count goes 0-1. Sammy Halata probably didn't want that to be a fair ball anyway. Just step back in, right-handed batter. Facing the righty, Ben Mazur. To take a line shot, caught at shortstop, Evan Zinghart, playing at the right spot. That was a lightning strike right there off the bat of Sammy Halata. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. No score. Both these teams, when they go at it, they play good ball. Stepping into bat, he's the one hitter. Corbin Payne. Corbin Payne, .317 on base percentage. He's going to try to put a bunt down. He's going to offer. It's going to be a called strike. Should say strike called. So he'll step back in. Corbin Payne. Turning in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Here comes the 0-1. He's going to take a drive to center field. Going to back up Bren Robbins. He's got a bead on it. He'll catch it at the front of the warning track. He had the beer to his right. And backpedal deep on the run, made the catch, Bren Robbins, saving extra bases on the diamond for Corbin Payne. So at the end of three innings, no score, Central Catholic coming to the plate. We're mentioning this game is in parts being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, just across the Hamilton County line right there, barely, into Marion County, right off of 96th Street, Indianapolis. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She's done so since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. A passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Stepping in, top of the fourth inning, Ben Mazur. Where's number 27 doing the pitching to face the first pitch from Ethan McCormick? To take a ground ball, fair, third baseline, couldn't make the grab, good effort at third base by Drew McTaggart. Probably going to be a base hit on the infield. The Knights pick up their second hit in the ballgame. Harrison Raiders with one. That's all the scoring we've got on the scoreboard through three innings. No score. Top of the fourth inning, stepping in, number seven, Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter. Schumer enters the ballgame at 264 average in the left-handed box. 451 on base. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Working on the diamond right there. At first base. Ben Mazur giving way to a courtesy runner. Pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody out. Second batter here in the top of the fourth inning. Looking from the stretch, Ethan McCormick. Pickoff move, nonchalant. Tag applied, back safely. Right there on the diamond. Doing the base running. Right there at first base is 23, Nathan Baps. Modest lead. Pitch comes in, inside edge, knee high, called strike. Count goes 2-1. Looking at signals, third base coach, Tim Bournet. Signals given. Peering in, looking at signals from the catcher. Now the set position, Ethan McCormick. Pickoff move, first base. High throw. Did apply a tag. That's Corbin Payne at first base. Back safely, Nathan Babs. Two balls, one strike. Out of a set position. Pitch comes in tight for ball three. Avoiding the hit by pitch, Ryan Schumer wants to bat. Three balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer, the four hitter for the Knights. Working out of a set position, Ethan McCormick. To take a drive to right center field. To be called for by the right fielder, making a good running catch in right field is Will Isom. So Nathan Bats was on his way to second base. Thought it was going to drop. Had to hustle back to first base to get tagged up. Next batter in the lineup. Stepping in. He's a five hitter, TJ Bell. TJ Bell doing the DH-ing for the Knights. He wears number 16. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. They call it a strike. Knee high right there at the kneecap. Strike one. 16, TJ Bell, 269 on base percentage. Entered the game with 79 at-bats, 55 official at-bats. Pickoff move, first base. Back safely, head first is Baps. Left-handed pitcher, kind of an advantage when you got a runner at first base staring right at him. You can step him leisurely and maybe get away with it. We're going to take a drive to center field. It's going to get a lot of air underneath it. Bearing to his left, making the catch in center field, is Jake Gothrop. Second out here in the top of the fourth inning. One runner aboard. Ben Mazur got a base hit down the third base line. And running for him at first base is Nathan Bass. Timeout on the diamond. Jack Dowell out talking to his pitcher, Ethan McCormick. He'll jog back behind home plate. Next batter, Caden McKinney. Caden Minnick getting ready to bat. Playing right field, wearing number 20. Left-handed batter facing the lefty, Ethan McCormick, out of a set position. First pitch, outside of ball. Jack Dowell misplayed it, came up throwing, and still had a close play at second base. Nathan Bass, safe at second. One ball, no strikes. Back in the box, Caden Minnick. Peering and looking at signals now out of a set position, Ethan McCormick. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. One foot in, one foot out, looks for signals, none given. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, Ethan McCormick out of the set. He'll take a drive, actually he's going to float back out of play, left side. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. No score on the diamond. Two outs here in the top of the fourth for the Knights. Here comes a 2-1 pitch to Minnick. And high and tight, ball three. Caden Minnick, a pretty good eye at home plate. He's demonstrated that since the first game. Peering in looking at singles, Ethan McCormick. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. High for ball four. They're jogged down to first base. Runners at first and second base. Next batter going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to step in. 312 on base percentage. He's got three RBI. Comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Goes to third base. Takes a hard hop. Stays down on him. Thought it was going to bounce up. A lot of people thought the same off the glove, and everybody's safe. Base is now loaded. So they're going to call it an error. So Tyler Fox reaches on error. Runners on each base. Fox at first. Minnick at second. And Bats at third base, stepping into bat. Justin Brady. Left-hander facing the lefty, Ethan McCormick. First pitch, lets it go by, strike called. Step back in the rubber, peering and looking at signals. Ethan McCormick, Jack Dowell reflecting the signals. Here comes the 0-1. He'll swing away, foul ball out by the Knights dugout. Difficult task to bat left-handed and foul it behind you. He did it. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Peering in, signals, now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. They'll take a foul left side out of play. They'll stay in the box with an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Bases loaded for the Knights here in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch back in, ball slides. Going to steal home plate. It's going to be a balk. They're going to call a balk. So he'll be safe at home, and each runner will go up 90 feet. Knights had the seal on. It's a 1-0 ball game at the moment. Two outs, 0-2 count to Justin Brady. Coach Bortnay sending him home before the pitch occurred. So let's step back in, Justin Brady. No balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third base. Tyler Fox at second. Minutes at third. Pitch comes in. They're going to call him out. They're going to strike him out. Anyway, so we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Knights come up with one, and we'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. I say what? Right around the region right here, got a mission. If you know, you're knowing that nowadays most or at least some small cities and towns host and set up space on their city streets. Some have weekly organized farmers markets. Yeah, farmers markets, they're big time in Indiana. Sometimes they close off certain streets for safety, allowing vendors to set up while allowing welcome guests to walk around the many booth spaces while enjoying the well-maintained environment. From 5 to 8 p.m. beginning June 2nd and running through September 29th, each Thursday, the town of Arcadia, Indiana, welcomes you for Farmers Market. That's Arcadia in Hamilton County. First pitch, bottom of the fourth. Going to get by the wickets right there, go to the backstop. They'll toss one in. One ball, no strikes. In the batter's box, Hayden Davis. Hayden Davis wearing number 8. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball right around home plate. Might have got a piece of Mr. Davis. And they'll work from right there. And Davis batting 472 in the left-handed batter's box. 574 on-base percentage. That's in 95 plate appearances, 72 official at-bats. He leads the team with 32 runs scored on the season. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball finished outside a ball. 2-1. Hayden Davis, the two-hitter, plays left field for the Raiders. He'll take a foul ball straight back. It'll carry him off the wall. They'll probably have to check that baseball for cut. Be picked up by Billy Owens. Home plate umpire will give it a look at. Oh, he'll pocket it right away. So stepping back in, Hayden Davis. Pitching from the windup, Ben Mazur. Backdoor curveball, outside a ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Hayden Davis, 17 RBI on the season. He's got a home run. He's got a good swing. I'm not surprised. Finishes high, he'll draw a walk. The runner aboard, first batter here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Harrison Raiders. The one-run ball game, Knights got one in the top half of the fourth inning. Stole home, caused a balk, and got home safely. So stepping in the rubber right there, Ben Mazur, manicuring the pitcher's mound. Out of the stretch, he'll check first base. Stepping into bat, 14, Drew McTaggart. He's going to square the bunt. He's going to offer. We'll double check here. He'll pull the bat back. They're going to check. They're going to say he did not go. He got the bat back. So ball one. Ball one, 14, Drew McTaggart. McTaggart batting 408 from the right-handed batter's box. 481 on base percentage. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Alicet, Ben Mazur. Pickoff move. Back safety. Head first, right there is Hayden Davis. Stepping back in, 14, Drew McTaggart. Three-hitter in the lineup. He's trying to put a bunt down and a bunt foul on the right side. Right, pretty much protecting his body with that bunt. He didn't get that ball, the bat on the ball. It's probably going to hit him. 1-1. Bows live on the diamond. Hitting a modest lead at first base, Hayden Davis. Out of the set, Ben Mazur. He'll put a, try to put a bunt down and pull the bat back. Finishes low. Ball two. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Looking at signals. Third base coach, Pat Lowry. Working from the stretch. Now the set, Ben Mazur. Here comes the 2-1. He's going to square the bunt and put it down. Going to get by Mazur. He'll still field it. It's going to be a bunt base hit. That kind of poke and bunt trying to position the baseball, and he positioned it well. Passed the pitcher's mound out in front of second base. Owen Munn was deep. Couldn't field it. He was protecting second base. Next batter in the lineup. Going to step in. Four hitter, number 16, Jack McDowell. Two runners aboard, nobody out for Harrison here in the bottom of the fourth. Left-handed batter, Jack McDowell, steps in batting 294. First pitch in there for a strike, knee high. Jack McDowell, the four hitter for the Harrison Raiders. On base percentage and even 400. We're going to have a set, Ben Mazur. Pickoff move, you'll pirouette clockwise and not make a throw. Runners at first and second base, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning, a one-run ball game. Knights in front. Pitching from the stretch. Now the set. Ben Mazur checks second base. Swing and a miss. Taggart. Off-speed breaking pitch. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Drew McTaggart. Looking from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Ryan Schumer going to adjust the shin guard's left leg. He's back behind the dish. One ball, two strikes. Modest leads at first and second. Looking from the stretch. Check second base, out of set. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, swing and a miss. He'll walk back to the dugout. I think I misspoke. Jack Dowell will walk back to the dugout, stepping in with one out. Is number 18, Jake Gothrop. Jake Gothrop going to step in. Batting 364 on the season, 514 on base percentage. Working from the set, Ben Mazur. First pitch outside of ball. Good block. Well outside the left-handed batter's box. Good block by Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer's still having difficulty with that left shin guard. Probably have a chance to tighten it right now. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. So they're walking out right now on the diamond. And we'll mention, calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana, if you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the diamond, that's on the baseball diamond, it's waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male or female, baseball or softball, to look into becoming an umpire, simply call the offices of the IHSAA. You can reach them on the web at IHSAA.org. That's IHSAA.org. No need to be nervous. There are plenty of classroom baseball settings available. If you don't find one, ask about it. If you ask about it and still don't find one, begin your own. Baseball umpires, softball umpires are necessary. They're looking for you. Working out of the set position, Ben Mazur. Inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. In the right-handed batter's box, Jake Gothrop. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Ben Mazur. Now a set. He'll check second base. Check it again. Pitch comes in. Tight for a ball. Fastball, he reached back, got some MPH. Pretty good reflexes in that right-handed batter's box for Jake Gothrop to get out of the way. Don't need anything like a Dickie Thon situation here in a high school game. Rest his soul. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Strike called. Fastball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. He'll step back in. 18, Jake Gothrop. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of set position. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Count goes full to Jake Gothrop. Runners at first and second base. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning, a one-run ball game, Central Catholic in front. Working out of set position, Ben Mazur. Swing and a miss, breaking pitch. go down swinging, two outs. You're in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter going to step in, 17, Eli Kelly. Eli Kelly going to step in, batting 275 on the season, 431 on base percentage. That's in 65 plate appearances, 51 official at-bats. These stats are accurate to today's ball game. Working from the stretch, now the set, Ben Mazur. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Eli Kelly, the DH in the ball game, he's giving way to the pitcher. Defensively, that's Ethan McCormick. Working from the set. Pitch comes in, strike called. Memorex, breaking pitch for strike two. Two outs on the diamond. We'll set back in. 17, Eli Kelly. Eli Kelly, 5 RBI. He scored 13 runs thus far. The check second base out of set. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. The Knights lead two on base as they get out of there with two left on base. So through four innings of play, it's a one-run ball game. The Knights going to come to the plate. Leading 1-0, and we'll miss it. This game is in parts. It's being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Not just Dean's Auto Parts, but Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. Larson and Sons, Target Sports in Sheridan. And we're going to mention a little bit about the sectional coming up next week. We'll talk about Class 4A, sectional number 7. That's going to take place at Logansport High School. We'll let you know the first game is going to happen on Wednesday, May 25th, at 5 p.m. start time. It's going to be Logansport and Lafayette Jeff. That's the first game of the sectional. That's Class 4A, sectional 7. And then the semifinal round, drawing the bye, it's going to be Harrison and Kokomo. That'll happen on the 28th, that's Saturday. That first game is going to be at 11 a.m. The second game, we'll say, is going to be McCutcheon. They'll go against the winner of Logansport, Lafayette Jeff. And that game will start also there on Saturday, the 28th, 2 p.m. And then on the Monday, Memorial Day, the championship game will take place at 5:30 p.m. Stepping in, Bryn Robbins for the Knights, working out the stretch. Now the set, McCormick, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter's box. He's batting 255, 386 on-base percentage. Out of the set, here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Might have got a piece of it, going to end up a foul ball. Still strike two. No balls, two strikes. Ball's live, working out a stretch, now the set. Ethan McCormick, Bryn Robbins. Finishes high, ball one. One ball, two strikes. A step back in, tap the plate. Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins batting 255. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Full swing, he'll be a foul ball around home plate. Picked up right here, Jack Dowell. Count remains one ball, two strikes. They'll step back in. Bryn Robbins, far and near. Peering and looking at signal, now out of set. Here comes the 1-2 once again. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging, one out, here in the top of the fifth inning. They'll throw it around the horn. They'll get it to third base, and Drew McTaggart going to put it in the glove of Ethan McCormick. Next batter going to step in. Owen Munn, last time up, got a base hit. Right side of second base to the outfield on the ground. 0-1 Munn, right-handed batter. Working out a stretch, now the set. Ethan McCormick. Outside of ball. 0-1 Munn on the season. Batting 377. 448 on base percentage. That's an 89 at-bat, 77 official at-bats. Working out a set. McCormick. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Owen Munn, working with the diamond right there. 23 hits, got 5 doubles, and a home run. Breaking pitch, back door, in there for a strike. Memorex pitch, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Ethan McCormick working quick on the diamond. This game moving right along. It's 7:10. We're an hour and 5 minutes into it. Foul back to the screen. They'll stay in the box with a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. 0-9, he's the one hitter. But the Knights led the game off. There's one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Working out the stretch, not a set. Tie for a ball. Probably going to book as a wild pitch. It's just a ball, nobody on base. 2-2 count. 2-2, one out, top of the fifth inning. One-run ball game. Outfield playing 0 Munn to pull the baseball. You're going to try to check and swing. They're going to tag him on the drop third. They're going to check and say he went. They're going to say he went a position umpire. So drop third strike. He's tagged out. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 24, Evan Dienhart. Right-handed batter's box. Evan Dienhart stepping in, batting 438 from the right-handed batter's box. Working out a stretch, now the set. Nobody on base. He was trying to put a bunt down. He offered for it. Came up empty. One strike. No balls, one strike. Evan Dienhart, the two-hitter for the Knights. Evan Dienhart, 544 on-base percentage entering this game. Pitch comes in high and away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Dienhart has scored 14 runs on the season. He's got 10 RBI. He's got 27 base hits. Pitch comes in. He's got another one. Over shortstop, going to go out to center field. Picked up there by Jake Gothrop. Evan Dienhart at first base with two out. Next batter going to step in. Going to be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to step in. Words there at home plate. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. Evan Dienhart got himself aboard, base hit. He's at first base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Dienhart, full swing, going to pop it left side, just foul over the first baseman's head, right out in the grass. Got him jammed. He didn't get any of the sweet spot on that bat. No balls, one strike. Checking signals. Signals given. Let's just step back in. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, 286 on-base percentage. He's got three RBI. Breaking pitch, finished inside, a ball. Count goes 1-1. Taking off on the pitch, Evan Dienhart. Safe at second, no throw. Right-handed batter's box, Ben Mazur. Working from the set position, McCormick. Ground ball foul, left of third base. Count goes one ball, two strikes. New baseball in the ballgame. Ethan McCormick going to step back in the rubber. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Evan Dienhart at second base with two out, top of the fifth. Going to foul one back to the screen. To stay in the box, one ball, two strikes. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals, Ethan McCormick. McDowell reflecting signals from the dugout. There comes the pitch, taking off for third base. He's going to take a drive to center field. Going to back him up. Going to try to make the catch. Going to bounce once up against the wall. Evan Dienhart's going to score. He was stealing third base on the pitch. And Ben Mazur gets a lot of that baseball. Hits it about 370. To left center field, one hops the wall. So he gets an RBI, he'll give way to a courtesy runner. Nathan Batts will go back out. Pitcher will jog off. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Next batter, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in. Ryan Schumer batting 264 on the season, 451 on base percentage. 72 at-bats, 53 official at-bats. Here comes the first pitch from McCormick. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. That breaking pitch can fool you, especially with the wind blowing out as much as it is. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Ethan McCormick. Another breaking pitch, Memorex, in there for a strike. Called strike, count goes 0-2. Ryan Schumer, no balls, two strikes. Runner at second base is Nathan Batts. Ground ball in the infield, he'll go third base with it. He'll pick it up and throw on the run. And the put out is made by Corbin Payne. So the Knights are out of the inning. In the inning, Knights get one. They've scored one in the last two innings. It's a two-run ball game. Knights two. Raiders nothing. Raiders coming to the plate. Again, we thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Right inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli. We'll mention their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. And we'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed Sunday. You can visit them online at Titus Bakery at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. They're getting ready to toss one down. Ryan Schumer, gear put on. He's going to toss it down right now. Second base. Next batter in the lineup for the Harrison Raiders. Going to be number two. He plays right field, Will Isom. Number two, Will Isom. He batted 250 on the season, 404 on base percentage. That's in 57 at-bats, 44 official at-bats. These stats come from Max Preps, a division of CBS Sports. First pitch, breaking pitch, finished outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes, step back on the rubber, peering and looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter's box. Right there, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. To the seven hitter, number two, Will Isom. Steps back in. Here comes a whine from Mazur. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes two balls, one strike. Number two, Will Isom. 13 runs scored. He's got 10 RBI on the season. Pitch comes in right up the middle, base hit. Ben Mazur had to watch his feet, get him out of the way. Line shot off the pitcher's mound, base hit for Isom. Stepping in the bat, we're going to see number six. He's in the bat, that's Cal Gick, plays second base. Cal Gick on the season, 317 on base percentage. 41 at-bats, 34 official at-bats, right-hander, facing the righty, Ben Mazur. He's going to square the bunt. Let's it go by. They're going to say it got the dish on the breaking pitch. Strike called. A step back in. Right-handed batter's box, Cal Gick. Ben Mazur out of the set. He's going to square the bunt again. Let's it go by. Pulls the bat back, ball one. One ball, one strike. Cal Gick looking at signals. Cal Gick going to set back in. Back in the rubber to step off now. It's Ben Mazur. Stepping in a little bit early. Step back behind the rubber, adjust the cap. Step back in the rubber, peer at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-1. Pulling the bat back, breaking pitch, finished outside and low. Ball two, count goes 2-1. Looking over third base, signals. Very few given. Coach Pat Lowry. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 2-1. Billy Owens up on the grass, quite close to play the bunt. They threw a pickoff move at first base. Back Stacy. Stepping back in. Willie Isom on first base. He'll square the bunt. Pull the bat back. Finishes high for a ball. 3-1 count. Three balls, one strike. A step back in. Out of the set, Ben Mazur. Here comes a 3-1. You're going to put a bunt down. Going to go right side down the first baseline. Mazur picks it up. Throws it to Justin Brady, and it's off his glove. Going to be the first error in the ballgame on the night. Both teams locked up with one error each. The runners on first and second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Two-run ballgame. Knights in front. Going to step in the rubber. Ben Mazur. Stepping into bat. Right-hander, he squared a bunt. Looking right there, that's number three. Sammy Halada pulled the bat back, and they're going to call it a strike. No balls, one strike. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter, Sammy Halada. Working out the stretch, Ben Mazur checks second base. Pickoff move. Nobody there to take the throw. Fakes the throw to second. Step back in the rubber. Justin Brady playing in the grass at first base. Going to square the bunt. Going to put a bunt down. It's going to be caught in foul territory by Schumer, the catcher. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes at the plate. The shortstop, number three, Sammy Halada. Sammy Halada batting 260, 393 on base percentage. He entered this ballgame 89 trips to the plate. Working out a set, check second base. Here comes the 0-2. He'll foul one back to the screen. Just stay in the box with the 0-2 count. Sammy Halada. Sammy Halada, 20 runs scored. He's got 10 RBI. He's got four doubles and a home run. Right-handed batter. Ball's in play. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2 again. High and away, ball one. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Raiders, runners at first and second base in a two-run ball game. Working out of the set, Ben Mazur checks second twice, now third time. Checks his swing, and I'm probably going to be a check. So, C position, I'm going to call it a check swing. It's going to be ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Stepping back in the rubber, Ben Mazur. Stepping back in the batter's box, Sammy Halada. He's the shortstop. Timeout on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to jog out and have some words with Ben Mazur. Try to iron something out. Runners aboard for Harrison, first and second base. Nobody out. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-2 count to the nine-hitter, Sammy Halada. Right-handed batter. Ryan Schumer back behind the dish. 2-2 count, ball's in play. Working out a stretch, now the set. Ben Mazur checks second base. Pitch comes in, foul ball right side. Protecting the dish pretty well right there. That's Sammy Halada. Trying to work it through the bad pitches and try to find a good one. Good friend of mine coined that phrase about 10 years ago. John Hall, softball coach, softball official. Working out the set, Ben Mazur. Outside, they're going to call a strike. They're going to call that a strike when he's been fouling off baseballs. One out here in the inning. Stepping into bat. The one hitter, number five, Corbin Hayne. Corbin Hayne going to step in. Corbin Hayne, we'll mention on the season, 373 average, 447 on base percentage. Left-handed batter's box. One out bases, occupied first and second base for the Raiders. Breaking pitch, back door, finishes low. One ball, no strikes. Flag out to the center field, blowing straight backwards. Pretty good win today on the diamond. Check second base, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, cross the dish, strike called. One ball, one strike. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning, two runners aboard for the Raiders, first and second base. Mazur. Ground ball up the middle. Gives it a shot, laid out for it. That was Owen Munn. Goes into center field. Bren Robbins going to make a throw to third base. Safe at third, sliding in head first. First run of the ball game into score for Harrison. Right here, that's number two, Will Isom. Got himself aboard with a base hit. 2-1 ball game. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Raiders have runners at second and third base. Sammy Halata, the first out in the inning. Corbin Payne now at second base. Double check that. Stepping into bat, number eight, Hayden Davis. Left-handed batter. Runner to second and third, one out. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. High for a ball, fastball. Number eight on the diamond, Hayden Davis, bats in the two spot. Hayden Davis stepping back in. Left-handed batter. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Got the dish, broke low and away, and inside. Count goes one and one. Ben Mazur peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, the catcher, checks third base, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes high, a ball. Two balls, one strike, one out. It's a 2-1 ball game. Harrison with base runners at second and third with one out. In the batter's box, Hayden Davis. Jambing, breaking pitch, swinging a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Hayden Davis, 472 batting average from the left-handed batter's box. Pretty much why he's batting in the two spot. Working out of the set, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging with the breaking pitch from Mazur. Two out here in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter is going to step in. It's going to be number 14, Drew McTaggart. McTaggart plays third base for the Raiders. He's going to step in batting 408, right-handed batter's box. 481 on base percentage. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty, McTaggart and Mazur. McTaggart back in the right-handed batter's box. Out of the set, checks third base, Mazur. Pitch comes in. Almost member X finished, missed the dish. Count goes one and one. McTaggart wears number 14. Entering the ball game, 83 plate appearances, 71 official at-bats. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Ground ball in the infield can be fielded right there by Ben Mazur. Checking the outs, he throws the first base for the third out. And Harrison comes up with a run in the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be a 2-1 ball game. 2-1 ball game through. Five innings. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning. 2-1. Knights in front. We'll talk about the Class 1A, Sectional 53. Sectional 53 is going to happen at Lafayette Central Catholic. Six teams involved. Game 1 is going to happen on Thursday, May 26th. 5:30 start time. That'll be Attica and LCC. Game 2, also on Thursday, May 26th, going to start near 7:30 p.m. That'll be North Vermilion versus Riverton Park. Game 5 is going to be the winner of Game 1 versus the winner of Game 2. So that's either Attica or LCC going against either North Vermilion or Riverton Park. That game's going to happen on Monday, Memorial Day, in the morning at 11 a.m. That's May 30th. And then later on, about 1 p.m. thereabouts, it'll be Covington and Faith Christian. They both drew the bye and make it to the semifinal round without playing a game. They'll play them on May 30th, Memorial Day, at 1 p.m. And then the championship game will happen later that evening. Monday, championship game on Memorial Day, 7:30. First pitch, stepping in to bat for the Knights, T.J. Bell. First pitch comes in low for a ball. Good block by catcher Jack Dowell. Step back in, T.J. Bell. Where's number 16 for the Knights? Working out a stretch, here's the pitch. Low and inside, ball two. T.J. Bell. 269 on base percentage. 10 runs scored, 10 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight. Nearly got it. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Right there close to the plate. Here comes a 3-0 pitch from McCormick. Outside edge, painted at the plate. Count goes 3-1. Appearing little signals, working out a stretch. Nobody on. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Let's it go by. Strike two. 3-2 count. Count goes full. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Ethan McCormick is the 3-2. High for ball four. They jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 20. They're going to make an adjustment for the base runner. For T.J. Bell, Cade Minnick will be the next one stepping in. Coach Bordenay is going to pull someone out of the dugout to run for T.J. Bell. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Lowry going out to talk to his pitcher, Ethan McCormick. And right out there, the pitcher's man with him is Jack Dowell, the catcher. So far, T.J. Bell still at first base. Running out, it's going to be Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, number 34, going to run for T.J. Bell. So timeout on the diamond. A little conversation there at the pitcher's mound. Caden McKinnick will be Minnick. Caden Minnick is going to step in, left-handed batter. Meeting of the minds has concluded. Coach Lowry going to walk off the diamond. Top of the sixth inning, a 2-1 ball game, all locked up with base hits at four. In the air category, there's one committed by each team. So the home plate umpire makes his notes on his miniature stenographer's pad, puts it back in the left heart pocket. Ball's in play. Here we go. Ethan McCormick working out a stretch, now the set. Squaring the bunt, low pitch, pulls the bat back, ball one. Caden Minnick looking at signals. Coach Bordenay, plenty given. Working there at first base. Here comes the pickoff move at first. Nonchalant. Keaton Brooks back standing up. You got to watch those lefties. They'll come after you when you're not ready. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Ethan McCormick. Squaring the bunt. Pulls the bat back. Ball two. Caden Minnick, another good eye at home plate. Looking over third base, Coach Bordenay giving signals. Peering in, looking at signals. Pitcher Ethan McCormick just checked first base. Squaring the bunt, lets it go by, strike called. Pulls the bat back, count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Runner at first base for the Knights is Keaton Brooks. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay is going to talk with Caden Minnick. Coach comes out. Conversation with number 14, Drew McTaggart, third baseman, to relay some information to the pitcher catcher. Not a bad idea. Two balls, one strike. Stepping back in, Caden Minnick. Third base, McTaggart up on the grass. The square to bunt. He'll put a bunt down right side. Going to be fielded by the pitcher. McCormick flips it underhanded. Gets a put out with Corbin Payne. They'll get the out on the diamond. Mission accomplished with the bunt from Minnick. One out, top of the sixth inning. 34, Keaton Brooks moves to second base. Next batter, 14, Tyler Fox. Fox playing left field in the ballgame. Pitch comes in, low and inside. Ball one. Good block by McDowell, kept it out in front of him. Keaton Brooks staying put at second base. Steps back in. Tyler Fox. Where's 14? 312 on base percentage. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Right down the pipe. Count goes one ball, one strike. One out. Top of the sixth. 2-1 ball game. Knights in front. With a runner at second base, Keaton Brooks. Breaking pitch finished high. Just above the zone. McCormick was looking for a strike. He'll peer in, look at Sigles. Out of the stretch, he'll check second base, out of the set. Here comes a 2-1. Right across the dish, strike called. If I didn't know better, that looked pretty much like a screwball. Going the other direction with it. So he'll peer in, look at Sigles, working out of the set. 2-2 pitch on the way. Inside a ball. Count goes full at 3-2. 3-2, one out. Keaton Brooks running at second base. Here comes a set. Here comes a 3-2. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging, Tyler Fox. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Next batter stepping in. 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady's going to step in, batting 265. In the left-handed batter's box, 375 on base percentage. That's in 81 plate appearances, 68 official at-bats. First pitch outside of ball. Hovering over there at the shortstop position for Harrison is Sammy Halada. Trying to hold Keaton Brooks close to the bag, keep him from stealing third base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, got the dish, breaking pitch. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Stepping back in, Justin Brady. Working out of the set. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. One ball, two strikes. Justin Brady on the season. He got 16 runs scored, 18 RBI, 7 doubles, and he has a home run. Working out of the set. Ethan McCormick, here comes the 1-2. Oh. Breaking pitch. Must have missed just above the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Ethan McCormick going to collect himself. Step back in the rubber. Peering in, look at its signals. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Nice. Leave one aboard. They come up with no runs. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. 2-1 ball game, Knights in front. Will Mitchell, Larson and Sons, Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. I sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson A-N-D, Suns Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. So they're throwing around the diamond, getting ready to put the ball back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Both pitchers have gone the distance. Pretty much knew it was going to happen. Pitcher's duel right here on the diamond at Harrison High School. Getting ready to step in. Left-handed batter, he does the catching. He wears number 16. That's 294, 400 on base percentage. That's an 80 at-bats. 68 official at-bats. He scored a run. He got 18 RBI. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Ben Mazur, first pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Tim goes 0-1. He steps back in, taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Infield playing regular depth. Maybe shortstop Dienhart playing the pull just a bit. Here comes the 1-0-2. They take a drive. It's going to go to the left center. Going to get the gap. Backing up, veering to his right. A catch made near the warning track. Center fielder, Bren Robbins. Got quite a bit of that, Jack Dowell. A little bit too much air. A little bit less air. He'd have been jogging. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in, right-handed batter. Where's number 18, Jake Gothrop? Jake Gothrop going to step in. Batting 364, 514 on-base percentage. Breaking pitch, low and away, ball one. 364, 514, that's in 74 at-bats. 55 official at-bats for Gothrop. Outside edge. Call a strike. One ball, one strike. One out, bottom of the sixth inning. 2-1 ball game, Knights in front. Breaking pitch outside of ball. Count goes 2-1. Gothrop on the season has scored 14 runs. He got 15 RBI. He leads the team with four home runs. Outside and low, ball three. 3-1 count to Gothrop. Gothrop looking for a good pitch right here. The man to the pitcher's rubber. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Count goes 3-2. Gothrop wanting to take a cut. He took one. They'll face a 3-2 right now. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Swing a miss. They'll go down swinging. Second out in the bottom of the sixth. Next batter going to step in. Where's number 17? Eli Kelly. Eli Kelly, the DH for the Raiders. Eli Kelly batting 364 on the season. I'll take that back. Eli Kelly batting 275, 431 on base percentage. Take a swing and a miss. It's going to be a foul tip. Hits the ground. Strike one called. No balls, one strike. He'll step back in. Number 17, Eli Kelly. Eli Kelly, 13 runs scored, 5 RBI. Pitch comes in. Strike. Count goes 1-1. First one was the ball. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. Outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Let's step back in. 17, Eli Kelly. Working from the wind, Mazur. The foul one, back out of play. Stay in the box. 2-2. 1-2. My fault. One ball, two strikes. Let's step back in. Pitching from the windup, right-handed batter's box, Eli Kelly. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. the third out in the inning, and Mazur sets them down. So at the end of six completes, Central Catholic 2, Harrison 1. Central Catholic going to bat here in the top of the seventh inning. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is being made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall at ASO, providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. If you'd like to broadcast or cover your favorite baseball team, or maybe a team you just want to cover, you can cover baseball, softball, basketball, football. You can cover tennis. Mentioning tennis, Coach Bourdonnais' daughter, Carolyn, won her tennis match last night. I believe it was sectional. Told to me by Grandpa Terry Bourdonnais. Congratulations, Carolyn. And we'll also mention you can cover cross country if you desire. There's a lot of teams you can cover. You can go from college to high school to JV to middle school or to youth. Youth programs, that's a good place to broadcast. You can save those broadcasts and you can keep them a long time for keepsake value for your kids. Going to throw one down to second base. In the ballgame doing the pitching for the Raiders. Number 7, Gavin Owsley. Gavin Owsley wears number 7 doing the pitching for the Raiders. Stepping into bat, Bryn Robbins. Looking from the windup, peering in signals. Here comes the wind. He's going to square the bunt, let the bat go backwards, and the ball across the plate, strike one. Right there at third base, McTaggart in on the grass, honoring a bunt attempt. He's going to swing away. He's going to get a base hit. There might be a car going to get the left field line. He's going to be pitched up there on two hops by the lefty, and a good throw to second base from Hayden Davis, a frozen rope. And Bryn Robbins is going to stay at first base with a base hit. Next batter is going to step in. It's going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn looking at signals. Third base coach, Bourdonnais. Bryn Robbins on the bag there at first base. He'll get the lead now. As in the rubber, Gavin Owsley. Where's number 7? Short relief. First pitch, breaking pitch, finished just above the zone. One ball, no strikes. Gavin Owsley, short relief coming on for Ethan McCormick. McCormick went 6 innings. Pickoff move. Back to safety. Not sure if he was on the rubber yet, but he did push off with that left foot. Stepping back in. Owen Munn, working from the stretch. Gavin Owsley now the set. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Owen Munn. Owen Munn steps in batting 377. 448 on base percentage. He's got 18 RBI. He's got 23 base hits. He's got a double. And he's got a home run. He takes that pitch, breaking pitch, for a strike. Count goes 1-2. Steps out of the box, looks at signals. Very few given. A step back in. Tap the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Is Gavin Owsley. Working out of the set. Pickoff move, a little bit better move there. Getting back safely is Bryn Robbins head first. Pretty good velocity on that pickoff move. Applying the tag, Corbin Payne just behind Bryn Robbins getting safe. Working from the stretch, looking at first base down the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Be a timeout. They're going to call a timeout in the box. Owen Munn granted timeout. Too much concentration time. That's a long time when you're waiting on a pitch that's going to show up at about 85 miles an hour. So we'll step back in. One ball, two strikes. Owen Munn at first base. Bryn Robbins out of the set. To take a fly ball to right center field. Going to be called for and couldn't make the catch. Diving out for it was right fielder Will Isom. Would have been a good catch had he brought that one in. Hits the surface. Going to be a base hit off the bat of Owen Munn. He'll reach second base on the throw. And over at third base is Brent Robbins. Runners at second and third base. Next batter for the Knights can be 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter. Dienhart on the season batting .438. He brought that batting average straight up. He was in the threes, mid-threes, not too long ago. Right-handed batter, working out a stretch. Now the set infield is in. First pitch, breaking pitch in there for a strike. 0-1 count to Dienhart. Gavin Owsley also working that curveball very nicely. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out the stretch, now the set. Becomes the 0-1. Ground ball back up the middle. It's going to be a base hit off the glove of second baseman. They were playing in. Going to score two. Two RBI infield single for Evan Dienhart. Ben Robbins and Owen Munn cross the plate. Six base hits now in the game for the Knights. Four thus far for the Raiders. Next batter going to step in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur doing the pitching. He's gone the distance. Right-handed batter. Working out a set. Pitch comes in, strike called. Evan Dienhart at first base. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher facing the righty, Gavin Owsley. Swing and a miss. Might have been an off-speed pitch out in front of it. Ben Mazur, he'll step back in. No balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Gavin Owsley going to pick off move once again. Back safely head first is Evan Dienhart. Step back in the rubber. Gavin Owsley looking at signals from Jack Dowell. Outside of ball. They'll try to throw him out. Frozen rope to second base. Trying to bring the tag over prior to getting good hold of the baseball. Safe at second base is Evan Dienhart. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count, two outs, top of the seventh inning. Runner at second base. Breaking pitch, high and away, ball two. 2-2 count. This game approaching the two-hour mark, about common for a seven-inning game at the varsity level. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, a lot of folks on hand here at the ballpark tonight. This is definitely a nice Friday night atmosphere. 3-2 count. Gavin Owsley out of the set. Checks second base. Pitch comes in, they're going to strike him out. They'll go down looking. Stepping to the plate. It's going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Runners at second base. That's Evan Dienhart. Working from the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Might have been the best pitch you'll see if it's that bad. To step back in, Ryan Schumer. No balls, one strike. Peering in, Gavin Owsley. Out of the set, he'll check second base. Breaking pitch. That's the horseshoe to play. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Evan Dienhart at second base hovering right there at Sammy Halada. Pickoff move. Oh, good pickoff move. Couldn't quite make the catch, and I believe they got a piece of Evan Dienhart. Dienhart's okay. He plays on the football field in the fall. One ball, one strike, one out. Working out a stretch, now the set. Owsley swung on, going to pop it out of play over the third base dugout. Count goes one ball, two strikes to Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer steps in, batting 264. That's in 23 games, 451 on-base percentage. Working out a set, Alves. Backdoor curveball, misses away. Count goes 2-2. Ryan Schumer entered the game with 72 at-bats, 53 official at-bats, 12 RBI. He's got 4 doubles on the season. Out of the set, Owsley. Outside edge, they're going to call him out on strikes. Second out in the inning. Next batter going to step into the ninth, T.J. Bell. Where's number 16? T.J. Bell, 10 runs scored, 10 RBI thus far on the season. Right-handed batter, righty Gavin Owsley. Ground ball up the middle. It'll be fielded by, he'll throw a high throw. The field was good. Halada, he throws it over the top of the first baseman's head. Safe at second base. Taking second base on the overthrow at first base is T.J. Bell. Run comes in to score. Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart puts the fifth run on the board for the Knights. The ball may have caromed off of T.J. Bell. They're taking some time on the diamond, giving him a chance to recoup. I think he's ready to go now. Two outs. Top of the seventh. Cade Minnick going to bat. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Gets a hand clap signal from Coach Bordenay. Steps in. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Gavin Owsley. T.J. Bell at second base. He'll take a drive. It's going to go sky high on the infield. Called for by the shortstop. Sammy Holiday makes the catch. Had to fight that wind. About like a Chicago Cubs ball game here today. So the Knights come up with 3 runs in the top of the 7th inning. They go on top 5-1. We'll go to the bottom of the 7th inning. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Arcadia, Indiana. We'll mention Arcadia, Indiana. They're getting ready to have their output. They're going to have Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market is going to begin right there on West Street, I believe it is. They're going to close it off. Their Farmer's Market is going to start on June the 2nd. It will run consecutive Thursdays until September 29th. That's a lot of Thursdays. You can make your way to Hamilton County, Arcadia, Indiana. It's right there in the Tri-Town area. Cicero, you know, Cicero has Morris Reservoir. Right there is Arcadia and Atlanta. Atlanta, they're known for the Earth Festival. Third weekend every September. That's the Atlanta Earth Festival. They fill the streets. They shut down the whole town. And they put booth spaces up. You can call there at Atlanta. I believe it's 765-292-2626. If you want to get a booth space for the Atlanta Earth Festival. Bottom of the 7th inning, stepping in. Harrison Raiders. First pitch away. Good block right there, Ryan Schumer. Count goes 1-0 in the batter's box is number 2, Will Isom. Will Isom, righty facing the righty. Second pitch in there, outside edge, knee high, called strike. Will Isom batting 250 on the season, 404. On base percentage, 13 runs, 10 RBI on the season. Will Isom has a home run. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Will Isom has some knees pretty much up there. Pretty good strike zone. That one's below the strike zone. Count goes 2-1. They take a ground ball. High hop. Third base, Billy Owens. They throw across the diamond. He'll get the foot out with Justin Brady. One out, bottom of the 7th inning. Going to be a batter step in. Going to be number 44, Wes McNeff. Wes McNeff going to step in, batting 385 on the season. 556 on base percentage. That's in 18 plate appearances, 13 official at-bats. He scored a run. He's got 5 RBI. And he'll step in batting lefty. First pitch comes in low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Take a practice swing out of the box and step back in. Pretty good size, young man. I'm sure he can move the baseball. Pitch comes in, inside edge, called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out. Bottom of the 7th inning, a 5-1 ball game. Harrison batting in the bottom half of the 7th. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Strike. Home plate umpire took a lot of that baseball. They're going to give him a break for certain. I hope he's okay. That's a breaking pitch, a swing and a miss. And a difficult pitch to grab as the catcher. And the home plate umpire took every bit of that pitch. He's getting a hand clap. He's going to step back behind the dish. That's a risk that you take. And that's not fun. We'll hope the best for him. We'll hope he wakes up tomorrow without a bruise. 1 ball, 2 strikes, stepping back in. McNeff, that's Wes McNeff, batting with 1 out, bottom of the 7th. Left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Let's call him out on looking strike. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 7th. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 20. He's going to step in. Hayden Slate. Where's number 20? He's got a 429 on-base percentage. 42 at-bats. 28 official at-bats. Right-handed batter. Peering in looking at signals. Ben Mazur. First pitch low for a ball. Number 20, Hayden Slate. Hayden Slate, 5-run score. He's got 5 RBI. He's got a double on the season. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball 2. Hayden Slate, right-handed batter. Called on the bat here in the 7th inning. 2-0 count to Slate. Pitch comes in, outside edge, knee-high, called strike. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Mazur working from the windup. The check swing and the foul ball behind home plate. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ben Mazur back behind the rubber out on the grass. He'll step back up on the hill and step on the rubber. Working from the windup. 2-2 pitch on the way to Hayden Slate. Ground ball in the infield. Be fielded by Deanhart. He'll throw to first base. Good short hop glove by Justin Brady. Final score, Central Catholic 5. Harrison 1. We'll mention the next games on the agenda. We'll talk about Lafayette Central Catholic. They'll play tomorrow. They'll play at 12 noon. It'll be May the 21st. Central Catholic will be at Logansport tomorrow at 12 noon. We'll mention the Harrison Raiders. They'll also be in action tomorrow, 10 a.m. North Montgomery will be here at Harrison High School. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home, Soundcheck. And I had a pretty good group of people up here in the press box, kind-hearted people. They love baseball. We thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Hey, we're coaching. We're talking to Coach Bordnay. Coach Bordnay, you got a good win tonight.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids really battled. McCormick was a tough pitcher. We came up with some really big hits, executed when we needed to. We got the big hits when we needed to, and Ben was just lights out on the mound. Outside of a couple walks, he was as good as I've seen.
You want a lot of West Lafayette players here. They're familiar with one another.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these guys play together or against each other in the summer. So, well, they're very, very, very familiar with each other, and it's always good to win a county game.
We've got a game tomorrow at 12 noon.
Yeah, we'll be at Logansport. So, you know, we got to enjoy this tonight. We got to get right back on the bus, get ready to play tomorrow. Logansport's a really solid ball club, and you know, it's like tournament. You gotta come back after a big win and be able to play the next day. So, really happy for our guys tonight, but, you get back after tomorrow.